This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
Whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow, the clouds fit, and we're making it like him. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Clownsville, and we're
making it. You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
The very best in bluegrass music, plus classic country, Cajun, rockabilly, western swing, and whatever jumps off the shelves at us. Tune in every Tuesday morning at 6:30 for Pacific Pickin' with your host, Arthur Berman.
And I'm Andrea.
The lovely Andrea, who will also provide you with our concert calendar and every bit of news and information you can possibly need. And as if that wasn't enough, there's a warm-up show at 6 featuring a little bit of a wider variety of roots and branches of bluegrass music. So tune in each morning, 6 for the warm-up show, 6:30 for the main show, Pacific Pickin' on CITR 101.9 in Vancouver.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Thank you.
And welcome to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM. My name is Fote. I'm going to be with you for the next hour. You just heard Schizophrenia from Japan off of their latest 7-inch, which is called This Fucking Schizophrenia, Still a Raped Ass. That's a pretty punk title. You heard the song Real Offender, and yeah, that was one of the best bands who I saw play Chaos and Taos a couple of weeks ago. Yeah, a big surprise. I've never really heard them before. And yeah, I saw them on a boat with Forward, and it blew my mind. And I saw them a couple other times. So yeah, good job, Schizophrenia. Let's just get right into the rock and roll. Let's keep it Japanese here. This is Forward.
Watch out, he didn't love. out! Austin is coming!
Audiopile is celebrating 10 years of buying and selling the greatest music ever put to wax. Located at 2016 Commercial Drive and open every day from 11 to 7, Audiopile is celebrating this milestone with their greatest sale ever. Visit Audiopile on Saturday, July 21st and Sunday, July 22nd for free vegan cupcakes, as well as 25% off all new music and a huge 50% off all used music. It's been 10 years in the making, so don't miss this event. And visit audiopile.com for more music news and info. Thursday, July 5th and Friday, July 6th, Charge, Distorted, and CITR 101.9 FM celebrate 10 years of Generation Annihilation, bombarding the airways with punk rock with long-running Scottish anarcho-punks Oi Polloi. Thursday, catch Oi Polloi along with locals Bishop's Green, Brady's Problem, and Car 87 for some drunken fun at Funky Winker Beans, 23 West Hastings. Friday will be an all-ages rager with Oi Polloi, Spectres, Systematic, Kozmar, and Total War at the Ukrainian Cultural Center, 805 East Pender. Both shows are $10 at the door.
That was Xyanose, the mighty Xyanose. It's pronounced differently than that, but I don't know. My Japanese is about as bad as my Finnish and my Swedish, so I'm not even going to really try. But yeah, Xyanose. Straight out of Japan, they played a one-off show at Chaos and Taos, and yeah, they blew everyone away, I'd say. Blew a lot of eardrums anyway. And that was off of the LP, which is a collection of demos and... 7-inch and a couple comp tracks, and you heard the song Parasite, which came off of the Loveless 7-inch EP. And yeah, you can order this record from Timmy Hefner out of Austin, Texas, the man behind Chaos, off his label 540 Records, or off of Todo Distriodo Records, also out of Austin, Texas. And yeah. Before that, you heard the mighty Reality Crisis with the song called No Defeat. Crew, another Japanese band with Punky 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 off of the I Love Punky Night LP. Yeah, what a great song that was. Loving Punky Nights, it's always good. And starting that set off was Forward with the song What is the Meaning of Love? And that's off of their latest 7-inch EP, also put out on 540 Records. Saw Forward play in Chaos and Taos a bunch too, and they pretty much perfected two Gizem covers and totally blew me away. Good times, good times. Yeah, let's keep on with the music. We had a busy couple weeks here in Vancouver. This band in particular played here last week on Tuesday night at the Astoria. They're called Napalm Raid from Halifax, Nova Scotia. They're the ones keeping crust and D-beat and punk rock alive out there. And yeah, they totally ruled the other night. Yeah, I think a lot of people had to call in hungover for work the next day. I showed up maybe an hour late. Yeah, we partied pretty hard. It was good times. Yeah, this is Napalm Raid. This is off of their brand new LP on Rusted Machine Records out of Seattle. This song is called Nothing Solved.
Nothing
right. Whoa, that was a pretty frantic set there. It was pretty hard to change the records there. That's why you heard more than one Frenzy song in there. But anyway, that set right there. You just heard Mauser from Florida. That's off of the latest installment of all their records, off the Isolation EP, which is a 12-inch on vinyl rights, with the song called Catacombs. And yeah, I got to say, that's a pretty punishing album. Before I came in today, I was listening to it, trying to pick what the best song was to play. And I have to say, they're all pretty much equal. So get that record if you ever come across it. Starting off that raw punk set, you heard Napalm Raid with a song called Nothing Solved. After that, Brain Killer, an amazing band. They remind me a lot of Death Threat, and yeah, they were pretty amazing live. They played their second last show in Chaos and Taos, and I think they just played their last show in Boston, which is a bummer because that 7-inch is super awesome. You heard the song called War. After that, you heard The Mighty Disaster, one of the first bands to perfect the D-beat discharge kind of sound. This is going back to like 1990, I believe, with the album called Warcry. This is one of the most influential bands aside from Discharge in the realm of D-beat. Without them, you wouldn't hear bands like Disclose or, you know, Dischange, any band with Dis in the name, really. And yeah, lucky for you bastards, this has been repressed on La Vida Es Son Muse Records out of England, I believe. And yeah, great record, and it comes with a flexi with a live set on it and a really hefty booklet describing the band, showing flyers and everything. And yeah, it's a really cool record. You should definitely go as far out of your way as possible to get it, because it's one of the most essential punk albums of all time, I'd say. After Disaster, you heard Nervescade with Outside of Society, which is one of the best opening tracks for an album, I think, in the last couple of years. After that, the new Nervescade band, Frenzy. It's pretty much Nervescade plus Skell from a bunch of bands from Minneapolis, bands such as Resolve or... yeah, I can't think of any other right now. But anyways, yeah, different singer too. Really great 7-inch. That's their it's their first 7-inch. Hopefully, the first of many more to come. You heard two songs: "Calls from the Grave" and "Plagued by Addiction." And ending the set off, of course, was Mauser with "Catacombs." And yeah, you're still listening to Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, www.citr.ca. And we got about 26, 27 minutes left, and I have a bunch more punk rock to play, so I'm probably going to shut up a little more and play some ripping tunes. What do I have queued up? I have The Mighty Vaska from Austin, Texas. Here we go. Enjoy. Oh, I want to dedicate this song to my mom and dad. They're probably listening in Calgary. What's up, mom and dad? Here we go. This is Vaska. We'll be right back. No, there's nothing wrong with your radio. That's just how the song ends, with a giant explosion. That was the Mighty Antisect. And that was the 10-inch that they recorded right before going on their North American tour, which is only two songs. It's that and part two of Out From the Void. And yeah, I got to say, I'm pretty impressed. A lot of reunion bands who get together and re-record. Namely, bands like Amoebix are really, really, really disappointed and bummed the hell out of me. But yeah, that record is actually pretty good, I think. That song, anyway, kind of kicks ass. Then again, they probably wrote that song back in, who knows, like 86 or 8 or something like that. And just never got around to recording it because they did have a lot of tracks, but never released a record after In Darkness There Is No Choice or the Out From the Void EP. But you can find those songs on live bootlegs. But it's nice to actually hear it recorded properly in a studio, even if it's about 20 years after the fact. But I think they still stand up to the test of time. And yeah, I'll be damned if I won't say that they were one of the best bands to play at Chaos and Taos this year. Along with The Mob, they were really, really, really good too. Yeah, before that, you heard Kalle Turloki from Finland. I totally pronounced that wrong. But anyways, that's off of their self-titled LP, which is on Moo Cow Records. Before that, you heard Hoax off of one of their 7-inches. I believe the song was called Free the Land. It's kind of a vague record. They don't really list the song orders or anything like that, so you have to pay close attention, which I never do because I'm usually too drunk of a punk or something. Before that, Bastard Sons of Apocalypse off of the Merciless Slaughter EP, which came out back in 2005 with the song called The Horror. And starting off that set was members of Bastard Sons of Apocalypse, Voska, who are together. I don't think they really do much. They don't tour or play many shows, but yeah, they put out the odd record from here and there. And yeah, this is a great record, Condenado. That's the name of the 7-inch, and the song was called Harthos. Okay, we got about 15 minutes left here on Generation Annihilation, and I'm just going to play some more rock and roll for you. I think I might kind of slow it down. I've been playing a lot of raw punk today, which is always awesome. But I wanted to play a song off the brand new Tempest 7-inch, which just came out. And they are going to Europe today, I believe. And they're going to be there for about a month and a half. So good luck to you dudes. Great band. Good people. And they played a really good show. Not last night, but the Friday before. Really, really good times. They played with Hagatha and Set Foot. And yeah, it was a pretty good show. Good way to spend a Friday night at the Zoo Shop. So anyways, enough of my blabbing. This is Tempest.
Aboriginal Unhistory Month is a series of events in June celebrating Aboriginal creativity, scholarship, and intellectual traditions. The events aim to educate and cultivate conversations about relationships, representation, and recognition of Aboriginal peoples. The events, which include film screenings, lectures, and exhibits, explore new dimensions of the Aboriginal experience and examine the different meanings of the term history. We invite you to join us. For more information about the events taking place, please visit aboriginal.ubc.ca.
Hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday.
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Like me and you. Face the flag, son. Read what's written there. The history, the progress, the heritage we share. Our flag reflects the past.
All right, that was The Mighty Born Against, going back to 1990. Wow, that was it's kind of a long time ago now. But yeah, that was one of the first hardcore bands I ever got into. I've talked about that before on the show, but yeah, I still love that band to this day. You heard the band, or the song called Half Mast, and that's off of it's a self-titled 7-inch on a Vermiform Records from way back in the day. Before that, we started the set off with Tempest. It was kind of a long, slow number, but it was the song Solace off of the Solace 7-inch EP, which just came out, and they're going to Europe today. Good luck, dudes. After that, a band that played here last week as well, Vivid Sect, off of the album called Dance Among the Debris, which just came out. Except it's with their old singer, so when they play live now, it's kind of weird. It's just the bass player and the singer singing. It's kind of completely different, but still pretty good. I think I prefer the old stuff better with the old singer. And you heard the song Deceased to Exist. And I'm about out of here. Power Chord is next. I'm going to leave you with the song by the mighty Icons of Filth. I found this 7-inch, the Brain Death EP, at a record swap close to a month ago now. And the guy I bought it for kind of made fun of me, just kind of scoffed because, you know, I'm 32 and still into punk. But hey, at least I'm not some stupid hipster who listens to crappy music. And punk rock, it's not a passing phase. It's real and it's awesome. Anyways, stay tuned for Power Chord. This was Generation Annihilation. I was the Foat. Tune in next week. I think Aaron Brown will be back. See you next time. We'll be right back.
It's Saturday, and you're here with the Mistress of Metal on Power Chord 101.9 CITR Vancouver. Today, I am in the mood for S's, if that makes any sense to you whatsoever. Not really to me either. Just had an idea in my head, is I'm going to try to do as many artists today as I can that start with the letter S. So what we began off with was some Sabaton, and that was from their album Metalizer, and that was the song Dream Destroyer. So I'm going to go through the S's as much as possible. I like kind of doing this where I try to find as many different bands as I can possible with starting with a certain letter. It's also pretty cool for me to see all the different names that people come up with. You can also go to bandname.com as well. Even if you're in a band and you want to do copywriting of your own name of your band as well, you can go to bandname.com. Hey, they have over 200,000 different band names from all over the world. And it's insane because you come up with a name, you put it in, it's been taken. So it's kind of like if you've thought about it, it's almost like someone else out there has thought about it as well. It's really hard to come up with a new band name that's interesting, intriguing, and catches people's attention. But today, we're going with S's. So obviously, we're going to have a little bit of Satyricon, obviously some Slayer. I did play some Slayer last show. I've been in the mood for Slayer lately. I haven't really been listening to them for the last little while, and now I've started again. I kind of go through cycles, as I'm sure most of you guys do too. I believe our phone lines are working today. They weren't working last Saturday. So if you do have a request of an artist that starts with S, give me a call and I will see what I can do. The phone number is 604-822-2487. Again, 604-822-2487. But as we're going to get into the show, I'm going to give you some Samael with the album Eternal. And this is the song The Cross. Power Chord is sponsored by The Fall Tattooing. They are located 644 Seymour Street for all your tattooing and piercing and jewelry and graphic arts needs. Head down to The Fall, unearth the underground with The Fall Tattooing. You can also go to thefalltattooing.com to check out their website for different different types of artwork that they do, depending on what you're interested in. I know Sean at The Fall Desk definitely does specialize in black and gray. I'm thinking of going down and getting one myself, as I do not like color. It's not that I'm not a colorful person. I just love black and gray, really good black and gray shaded tattoos. And Sean is probably one of the top in Vancouver, I would say. Or I'm just being nice. No, he is really good. So I'm probably going to head down there sometime. I'm looking for a new summer piece of artwork on my